Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
This is our anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
Even when times get rough. And you've had enough. Still gotta try.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's a 30-year plus song, but it still speaks to me. Those words speak to me as a small business owner, and I know they do you too. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pam Danziger is our guest. She's our good friend, a long time, more than seven-year member of our Brain Trust. More than 10 oh. years.
More than 10 years.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm not too good at math today, Pam. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, also Shopping, Why We Love It, and a number of other books on why people buy what they buy, and sometimes whether they can afford it or not. Pam studies this, folks, and we're the happy beneficiaries of her work. Pam, we're talking about Black Friday, folks, and I coined the term Brown Thursday because of the stores that opened up yesterday. Maybe somebody else has got another term for it. But let me tell you what happened yesterday. I'm watching football, right? I've got my laptop in front of me. I'm doing a little bit of work, but my wife is sitting on the other side of the den. I'm sitting on my side. The television is on. Football's on. And for several hours, we just kind of just got real quiet, you know? And about 5:30 or so, she says, "I'm done." I said, "What do you mean you're done?" She says, "I'm done with the kids." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "I've got the kids' Christmas done."
Right.
Now I've got four grandsons. She has two nieces, and four of the six really are into things that clothes and things like that rather than trains and boats and airplanes. So she was able to go online and pretty much buy the things that she thinks they're going to want.
Right. Right. Well, it's the illusion that we couldn't shop on Thanksgiving.
That's right.
That's ridiculous. We could shop, you know, for years. If you have an internet connection, you could shop online.
Right. Back to my point I made at the end of the last segment,
yeah.
if she knows of a small business that has what we want, what she wants, or what somebody wants, she would have gone there yesterday and bought something there.
Right. Well, let me talk about that, because I want to come back to that small business idea that you have to, you know, because I think that there's a certain sense of being, you know, overwhelming, that I have to put all my store online, and
right.
That's ridiculous. What small businesses need to do online is, first and foremost, have a descriptive website that it's like a brochure that invites people in. So you need a good description. But when it comes to merchandising, you know, the online store for a small business, I mean, really, if you look at your store, you know, they say 80-20 rule, about 20% of your products are what's generating most of your revenue.
Right.
It's like you only need to put those 20% online.
You don't have to put them all
up. Carefully selection.
But people do need to be able to go to your website and get an idea about what you have.
There's no question. And it really, you know, and another thing I think that's really important right now is that in the last five years, the internet has come such a long way in terms of designs of websites. Lots of retailers invested in a website 5 years ago, 10 years ago,
right.
And they think it's still good. They really need to redesign it now
in
the new format.
Especially for mobile optimization. Because
so many people are
doing their shopping now and are on their smartphone. And Pam, the research is showing that in 2014, we'll cross the Rubicon and more people will request pages on mobile devices than on desktops.
I know it. Except I'm not going to be one of them because I've got one of these stupid Blackberries and it's just not working anymore.
You'll change in the next less than 12 months. You'll change because you know why? It costs less to make a smartphone now, or no more to make a smartphone than it does to make a dumb phone.
I know, and I'm gonna be getting.
I think you may be the only. You're like the last person on the planet, Pam. Maybe
I know
who hasn't. Got
I know
a
it's terrible. So I'm gonna by before Christmas. I'm gonna get myself a iPod. Probably get one of those tablets things too. That's,
right.
You know.
So Monday
my
is
son's
Cyber
got one.
Monday is Cyber Monday, right?
I guess I don't know. I don't care about that. I just want to get. I want to get something that works. But for your customers. You know, they are, I mean, everybody, you know, especially younger people, everybody's got these iPhones. You need to have that mobile enabled,
right.
And it's not as difficult for retailers as they think. They just need to start talking to their web provider, and they'll find out that it's an easy program trick. And if you're a service business, this is even more important, if you're a service business.
And let me tell you something, folks. I've said this many times before, and I'm going to say it again. Don't worry about whether you need a mobile app or a mobile site. You don't need a mobile app right now. You need a mobile site first.
Right.
If you get a mobile app later, it's because you got a special requirement that you need to do. But every small business needs a mobile site, and all that means is that all of your information, the key information, will conform to the small screen.
Exactly. So it's time for small businesses to really redesign their websites, look at them over again, and really get them clean and neat and really focused on what the customer needs to know about your business.
So do you recommend that on their web strategy, instead of putting everything in there and all the pricing, just put enough in there to let people know that what you have, but then maybe put a teaser in there, come by and tell us you saw our mobile site and we'll give you a special a gift or something like that? Is that what you recommend?
Well, I mean, you certainly can do that. I mean, any like tricks to get people into your store, but I think just being a carefully curated website, you have to think of it that way.
Well said. UnityMarketing.com, is that right?
UnityMarketingOnline.
UnityMarketingOnline.com. Pam Danziger. Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. Everybody have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, Pam. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.